the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lori Loughlin and her husband are now facing 40 years in prison after not entering a guilty plea and being charged with fraud and money laundering in the college admission scandal. According to reports, Loughlin and her husband had agreed to pay bribes of $500,000 in order to have their two daughters brought on as recruits to the USC crew team, which neither of them even ended up participating in. Lori and her husband are each facing charges of mail fraud and money laundering, and each of those carry a 20-year sentence, totaling 40 years each for them. They could also face fines for over $1 million since the payments they made were registered as charitable donations. Netflix has announced that they've canceled Felicity Huffman's film Otherhood after she pled guilty to the same charge of mail fraud in the college admission scandal. However, she still is going to be seen in the Central Park 5 miniseries on Netflix called When They See Us.
And maybe this is why they're raising their prices so much. They have to pay for court costs,
right,
to deal with other people going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Co-host and one of the creators of The Talk, Sarah Gilbert, announced yesterday that she's going to be leaving the show after the current 9th season.
I obviously love it here, and like I said, this was extremely difficult. Last season, I did The Conners, as you know, and was also producing and here, and I loved it and felt totally empowered. But also, if I'm being honest about it, I think my life was slightly out of balance and I wasn't, you know, able to spend as much time with my three kids as I'd like.
Magic Johnson announced that he's no longer going to be president of the Los Angeles Lakers. He's stepping down. He said the reason for stepping down is that he wasn't having any fun running them anymore, and he was much happier before he did when he hadn't had that role.
What I didn't like is the backstabbing and the whispering. I don't like that. You know, I don't like a lot of things that went on that didn't have to go on. And so I hope that after tomorrow, the Lakers can head in the right direction, which we are.
This summer, Disney World will be hosting Disney Villains After Hours at the Magic Kingdom from June 9th to August 10th. The stage show is called Villains Unite the Night and features Hades, Jafar, and more at Cinderella's Castle. Guests are encouraged to dress up as their favorite villain as they enjoy lower wait times at popular attractions. I am dead. I have to go to this. I've only been to Disney World one time when I was in eighth grade. I, like, cried the entire time, as in, like, being so excited. I was so excited, even though I was already, like, freaking 14 years old, because I'd never been before, and I would love to go to this. I love Disney villains, especially Ursula. I would love to go. So if you want to go and you want to bring someone, I'm pretty much like just another kid, so I would love to come. I'll help nanny your kids or something.
And, oh, we're going to have so much fun.
Atlanta's Baz is hoping that he can record new music with NSYNC.
Yeah, I mean, touring would be great, awesome, but I would rather just get in the studio and record. That's what I miss the most, is just getting in that studio and just making a song with those guys, because it was such a blast. We'll see.
Coming up in less than an hour, Taylor Swift did the coolest thing ever for a fan who was in a bad car wreck.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl. She got a boyfriend. We call him Jewel Daddy here on the show. Well, I think he's a good guy, but I don't know the full details. But all I know is this, is that he wants Liv the Web Girl to do something that what you're not comfortable with doing. Do I have that right?
Yeah, not totally comfortable with it.
Okay, well, that's weird.
Yeah, well, and that's not cool. I want to talk about that coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.